My name is Tom Jacobs, and I do several different kinds of work that I combine all together. I'm an evolutionary astrologer and a psychic medium and also a channel. And essentially, my interest is in helping people connect to soul, consciousness of what it is, living with it instead of escaping it or feeling like it got by them, but consciously living a life that reflects what the soul came here to do. So for me, tools come up and I say, oh, that's really interesting, I want to use that. And so I'm not an astrologer or a channel or a medium. I use those tools because I'm interested in that perspective, connecting people to soul. Currently I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm being cooked slowly down there. So, of course, I'm on the road in July, right? Heading up to the beautiful Northwest. This topic we're going to talk about today is one of my favorites of all time because it gives every single person tools and understanding to shift right now. The situation that we're all living through, that's described by the Mayan calendar that we've all heard is going to end in 2012, that situation is about the evolution of consciousness. And what that really means, and Jehudi will go into that in depth, but what it really means is us understanding our divine nature. And even if we think, yeah, I understand intellectually that I am a portion of divinity or something, actually experientially understanding what that means. And so he will talk about that in depth. But the reason I like it is because once people see that, then they go back to their car and they go home and they can change their lives in these little increments that add up big. And I want people to be happier and healthier and safer and clearer. And if you understand what your divine power actually is and how it has been used and how you can use it now, that happens. Happy, healthy, safe. Okay, great. Do a little introduction of this being. Are people familiar with Saint Germain? Anybody familiar with Ascended Master Saint Germain? You are? No? Okay. Thoth or Toth? Anybody heard of that? I'm kind of nodding. You're nodding, yeah. Okay. And then Merlin. You've heard of Merlin. Yeah, okay. So this being that I'm channeling, Jehudi, is all of these faces, is all of these beings. He just comes through on different frequencies. I think of them as radio stations that we turn the dial to, depending on what the question is. Each has a different focus. When I channel Jehudi, this is his Egyptian name, it kind of encompasses all three. So you'll hear invitations to compassion, which is the domain of Saint Germain, and you'll hear stuff about understanding our true nature, which leads us into spiritual alchemy, which is Merlin's domain, and then also the tell it like it is, please understand how you've created your status and your situation, and that's the Thoth Jehudi side. So that's kind of all wraps it up together, but it is all the same being. Because most people who are familiar with him in any way are not familiar with him as that name. Most people know him as Saint Germain or Thoth. Okay. What he's available to do is to answer our questions to help us evolve, whatever that means. So every single one of us can appeal to him, and he talks about anything. Talks about any topic. But whatever it is he talks about why you're experiencing it so that you can then go on and change it if you want. He gives tips on how to change things too. But he doesn't encourage you that you're a divine being and you should be happy and everything's lighthearted. He says you're a powerful creator who's created some tough stuff for yourself, but you can turn it around when you understand why. So for me, I'm like his teaching assistant, but he's really like my wise big brother who has a tremendous amount of wisdom no matter what nonsense I'm up to. He has wisdom to offer. Yeah, that's why you're doing that. Yeah. You know, very compassionate. So you'll see that side of him tonight because he loves us. He is totally connected to his nature as a divine being, which we can forget when we embody. And so he'll talk about that too. Okay, so I feel like that's a good intro, and we should just let him start. How he starts is he leads us through a meditation together, and then he'll introduce himself the way he likes, and then we'll do the teaching on 2012 and Human Evolution. So please close your eyes, get comfortable, and close your eyes. I will be asking you to close your eyes for the majority of our time together this evening. First, we will do a meditation together to create a space together. Let your breathing be relaxed and easy. Notice where in your body there is tension. Notice where this tension is. Some of it will want to leave when you put your attention on it, and allow that to happen. Some of it might not want to leave, but you can still relax enough to do this connecting meditation with me. As your breathing is slow and relaxed, send cords from your root chakra and the bottoms of your feet down into the earth. Your target is the center of the earth. Again, letting tension go where it can, sending these cords into the earth. As you inhale, breathe energy in through these cords into your body. This is the energy of the earth. Notice its quality and allow it to come into your body. It will be slower than what you are used to. Adjust to its frequency, please. Relax and let the energy of the earth into your body. Let this energy meet the tensions in your body. Understand that this resource is available to you at all times. And this is what we call grounding. And it is my primary practical invitation to you as we speak this evening. I wish that you go back into your lives and remember that this ascended master you spoke with and you heard from invited you to ground and gave you this tool to do it, this incredibly simple tool that could change your life if you allow this energy to come into your body. As a being living on earth, you are in fact an extension of the earth herself. In physical form, as well as in consciousness, your conscious awareness is an extension of the conscious awareness of the earth itself. And the earth is your mother. You have become conditioned over many millennia to ignore this and to forget this and to believe it's not true, and so I invite you to take this back and connect with your mother on a daily basis. It will slow you down. It will make you more conscious of what your body is telling you and what is happening in your life, how your being as a whole reacts to the choices you are making. So this is tool number one. As this channel, whom I call Seth, has explained to you, I am a being that is committed to helping humanity evolve in whatever ways that means. I'm available to answer questions from anyone for any reason. For this reason, some people are nervous about meeting me because I am perceived in some circles to be a bad sort of being, a bad sort of influence. And yet this is a fear based in your history of duality where there is such a thing as good and bad within that mindset. My commitment is to the evolution of all beings, to the perfection of what is called the divine plan, which is all beings as a collective, portioning themselves out into slivers of divinity such as yourself and incarnating in various ways, as animals, as humans, in various ways, in order to learn about what that means. The divine plan is that divinity learn about itself, which it cannot do. All of us, when we are all that is together, cannot learn in the way we need. We cannot see ourselves. And so the divine plan was enacted. as you refer to me as an ascended master, and this is often capitalized, the A and the M, I wish for you to understand that I'm a being precisely like you. I simply have a different job title and a different role when it comes to participating in the game space of life on Earth in this time-space dimension. When you incarnate, you forget your divine nature, yet you carry memories from these other lives that your soul is living along the Earth timeline, but you forget this nature. From the Earth's perspective, most of the time I am not embodied. I have lived lives on your planet. I am just like you, and yet my intention gives me a specific job to do, to support the evolution of all life and consciousness, and to further the perfection of the divine plan. When you ask me questions, I will always reveal to you the truth behind the thing that is happening. When I am asked specific questions about timing and details and choices that may happen, I reveal to you what your choice is. I reveal to you how you have created what you experience, and what it is that you can choose now in order to further this mission you, as all that is, as a portion of the divine intelligence, has come here to experience. The soul's mission. I am coming through this channel quite a bit these days, as it fits his commitment to support people to know soul and to bring more conscious awareness of themselves as powerful divine creators into their lives, and to support the world in changing in the direction of more conscious awareness. We have a convenient sort of symbiosis where his attitude fits my plan and my plan fits his attitude. And we are speaking quite a bit these days about these evolutionary opportunities. The channel forgot one announcement, and I'm going to make it here. This event is the first event in this venue. Candace has held the intention to do events precisely such as this, and the channel is honored to be the first person to participate in this venue and in her journey in this way. And he and I are grateful for Candace for opening up this space for us to experience this evening together. When you hear about 2012, you may hear that things are changing. You may hear that time is speeding up. You may hear that the Earth is headed for dire changes. And if not dire, certainly unavoidable, and changes that cannot be ignored. As the vast majority of you have forgotten your true divine nature as creative, powerful beings, you have, in fact, perceived that things have happened to you. And in the past, your experience of, for example, earth changes, weather events that bring tragedy, climate change, lack of resources, all of these things, this has had you develop a certain kind of relationship with the earth. You have forgotten that she is your mother. You have forgotten that she is available to support you. You have decided in that things happening to you that you are probably a victim. So, when it comes to 2012 and the fear mongers begin speaking, I wish for you to commit now while you are with me to adjusting to this frequency I am offering so that you can recognize the fear that is being offered and say no thank you. For the duration of our conversation this evening, I will be holding space for all of you to relax into getting a tune-up of your consciousness so that when you leave here, you can very immediately sense truth versus whatever else may come to you. But your commitment is to say no thank you to what is not true, to no thank you to what brings fear. So will the poles of the earth shift? Will there be a crisis about water? Will there be some sort of emergent crisis between nations politically? There is no answer to this. And any being that seeks to tell you this should perhaps not be listened to. What 2012 is about, what the Mayan calendar tracks, is the evolution of consciousness. This is not the evolution of human consciousness. This is not the evolution of American or European or Western consciousness. This is the evolution of consciousness in the universe. This process has been on for billions of years. Skipping ahead, as you are alive now, it is the year 2011, the evolution of consciousness looks like this. In order that you become aware of why you have created what you have over the course of many, many, many lives lived along the Earth timeline, you are now being confronted with your past in a new way. Each human is now having the opportunity to revisit his or her emotional history, or better said, his or her emotions and the history that is tied to those emotions, in order to process in a new way. Many of you are experiencing the reemergence of things you felt you processed decades ago. And you say, I did this, didn't I? You might be frustrated, or you might get angry. Or you might choose an attitude of humility and say, well, I must not really have done that. But now, what is happening is that you are now more able to process these things in the right way, in order to serve the evolution of your consciousness as a divine being. The emotions from the past that are tied to memories and historical events come up so that you can change the file label. Why did something happen? What did it mean about the world and you and others? What did it mean about God and Goddess? The meaning that you have attached to your experiences is what is up for review. For example, you were robbed, and it was in some way devastating. Perhaps you were injured in the process 28 years ago. And perhaps you have actually gone through a process of forgiving the person who has done this to you and accepting the fact that it must have had something helpful to offer you because it happened, and no things happen without a purpose. And yet now, the way that these energies are shifting that serve as the backdrop to all life on Earth, you are now, in your consciousness, able to accept responsibility as the creator of it. You have not yet been prepared to accept responsibility for what has happened to you. You have seen things have happened to you, and you have felt victimized in some ways, at some times. Well, now, let us draw a line this evening. And let us understand that prior to this, prior to having drawn this line in time-space, you have perceived things have happened to you. And beginning right now, you choose to see everything that has happened to you as a creation of you, of your own as a powerful being. You must understand why you have created it and how it has happened, but you have created it. This is not an invitation to judge the self and to put oneself down for having created suffering and pain, for having done what seems like lost time or resources or energy or relationships because of this suffering. So I ask that you become grounded on a daily basis, and then I ask that you draw a line in your life history today. and commit to learning how to see what has happened to you as your divine creation, to accept the perfection of the agenda you set out for yourself. Now, this is not to say that if you have suffered, it is that you set out to suffer. This is a common misconception because humans are so eager to judge themselves, and many humans have a portion of self that is actively seeking any reason to be down on the self. Oh, yes, I set out to create that, so, well, I'm suffering, and obviously it's my fault. And it's not about having fault, but responsibility as a divine being means understanding what purpose it served and what in your energy field created the scenario. The truth is, as energetic beings, you create your lives around you unconsciously. You can do it unconsciously. Whatever energies that you carry in your field manifest in the world around you. And those who are familiar with different sorts of spiritual teachings will have come across this truth many, many times. What you think manifests in your life. What you believe, what you feel, what feelings you feed will manifest in the world around you, and this is all true. But what you have not been fully conscious of yet, that you are opening to these last several decades, and especially now, this period of a couple of years that is so critical in your evolution. What you are opening to is the truth of yourselves as energetic beings. You are not machines that happen to have consciousness. And that is a Newtonian perspective that you have been struggling to figure out for hundreds of years. If we are just machines and we are so clever in our minds, but we are aware of that cleverness, how is it that we are just machines? Your systems of medicine, allopathic medicine, reflects this thought that you are machines. Everything in your world, how food is processed in the mainstream, reflects this misunderstanding of what is truly happening. So you are energetic beings. When I say energy, you experience energy as emotion. You encounter energy in the world, and your body is a resonance instrument, and you respond with emotion. Think about this for a moment. You experience energy, you encounter energy, and you respond with emotion. You are a resonance instrument. Your body is a musical, emotional instrument. This is a teaching that is critical for you to understand because I wish that you alter your relationship with emotion, and I wish that you clean up history, but you must understand this truth in order to do these things. Again, tool number one, getting grounded is the single best thing to do for learning this truth. When you are grounded and you have the energy of the earth within you, you breathe it into your body and then you breathe it out again, you get a new baseline established for what belongs to you, what is happening in your body, what is happening in your energy field. The earth provides the opportunity to tune into yourself to become fully conscious of what you are carrying. Tool number two, the affirmation, this is actually a divine command. All energies that do not belong to me, I send back to Source. Tool number two. As you get more grounded, you become aware of what belongs to you and you affirm everything else cannot stay, then you are more equipped to learn about yourself as an energetic being in a conscious way. Thus far in the history of humanity, you have learned about yourselves as energetic beings unconsciously, in that you walk into a room where there has been a fight and you feel terrible. You feel unhappy. You feel fear. And that is unconscious. And yet that is you resonating, the musical, emotional instrument of you being played by energy in a room. So becoming conscious of it involves tool number one, grounding, and tool number two, all energies that do not belong to me, I send back to Source. And that source is capitalized S. It is the source, which will know what to do with it. It is not the place it came from. You do not need to volley negative energies back and forth. That is not the point at all. So becoming conscious of yourselves as energetic beings naturally puts your attention on energies you carry that do not belong to you. And so this evolution of consciousness I'm inviting you to become more conscious about involves clearing your energy field out and understanding more about the nature of your emotional responses to everything and anything. As it is, you will carry knots in your energy field that create the world around you. These knots are comprised of emotional knots that are encapsulated by belief. Meaning, there is a violent robbery, and you are injured, and you are robbed. And this has an effect on you. It's difficult. If you believe something about the person who did this, or about yourself, or about the world, or God, etc., you form a knot in your field where that memory and the emotion that goes with it are locked in together. So, as I said, you are experiencing things now from the past. The knots in your energy field are seeking to work themselves out, so the emotion comes to the surface. Do you see this? If I dealt with that 20 years ago, I forgave that person. And yet now you are ready to understand the bigger picture of this. What it is that you are carrying in these knots is karma. Karma is about the beliefs that you carry that are tied to your experiences and the emotions. In a moment of trauma of some kind, you make a decision about what it means, and then you close a portion of yourself off to maintain that meaning, that identity, and that is a knot in your energy field. The nature of the process of the evolution of consciousness is that everything come into conscious awareness. So the thing happened 28 years ago, and you forgave the person 20 years ago. And you've gone about your way merrily, thinking, yes, that is ancient history. It is like a black and white snapshot from years ago. And now, you have just met somebody, a friend of a friend, at the grocery store through this friend, and this person reminds you of this person who hurt you. And 3 days later, you cannot stop thinking about that person. You are thinking, no, I processed this. This is not still happening. But now you are ready to accept responsibility for what has happened. Not fault or blame so that you can feel guilty, but responsibility as a divine being. Why have I created this? So I tell you, there is a knot in your energy field that has created this situation. Let us say that your soul is living lives on earth to learn about the theme of security and safety. Because your soul is focused on this learning, you will have experiences that leave you feeling unsafe and not secure. When those happen, if you assign meaning, people in this part of town are dangerous. I should never walk alone. I should never go out at night. I should never carry money. People of that skin color are like this. Yes. Even I shouldn't have been drinking, I would have not been compromised had I not. I would have been able to defend myself. Things like this. If you assign meaning, then it becomes karma, it becomes a knot that will come up later. If you understand that the situation, whatever it is, has been created because of a knot in your energy field about a belief about safety and security, you do not have to assign new meaning to it. The mind wants to assign meaning so that you can protect yourself later. And it runs this math situation. Yes, when I went out and I had too much to drink and I was by myself and I was in that part of town and I parked there, and that it is attempting to assign a logic of cause and effect so you do never have to experience it again. That is what the mind does. Understand that your energy field has a knot, which is a belief. I might not be safe. And that is, in fact, the source of this situation. If you believe that you are not safe, you create situations that leave you pretty sure you were right in the first place. But since this knot is unconscious, usually, you are left saying, why would this happen to me? Why would I have to experience this? And that is where the mind says, because you did this, because the universe is like this, because people on Main Street do this. So in drawing a line about your history, you have the opportunity to say, I commit to learning how to understand all of my experiences as my creation. As my creation, as a divine, powerful being, learning about safety and security. Simply by choosing this conscious awareness, you alleviate the need for things to come to you in a difficult way to teach you these lessons. So when you accept responsibility without shame, without guilt, without blaming of the past, you set the stage to learn your lessons consciously now, without needing to draw others to violate your boundaries, without needing to draw others to hurt you to teach a lesson. When you say, I know this is a knot in my field, I know I have karma about safety and security, I accept responsibility for this, I accept responsibility for each and every situation that I have experienced related to this, every time that I felt unsafe and with a lack of security, I choose now to accept responsibility for this as a divine being creating my experience. What has not been clear to people over the entire history of humanity is that anybody who does something important to you is participating with you in an agreement between souls. I'm explaining this so you can choose to come out of being a victim of everything and anything. Nothing has happened to you without your energetic consent. Nothing can happen to you without your energetic consent. If you hold knots of which you are unconscious, they are giving consent for repeats of painful experiences. Because you are beaming the signal, I believe I am not safe. I believe I am not safe. And people who are attracted to that come to you. So everything of import that has happened to you is your creation as an energetic being. Forgive yourself for creating suffering for yourself. And forgive yourself for having not yet been conscious enough to avoid suffering. Tool number one, connecting to the earth, is a wonderful way to work with this. Because the energy of the earth will always help you calm your frequency down to grounded. The mind will want to spin out of control when dealing with painful history. Well, yes, I was out in this part of town and I was doing this, and this is why the mind will seek to spin out of control. Every single human has this experience until they choose to come out of it. But every one of you knows what I'm speaking about. Evolving your consciousness now, during these days of immense change, involves this taking responsibility for all you have experienced. You can also do an affirmation such as, I accept all that I have experienced as my creation, as a divine being, learning how to be human. I understand that there is an incredible variety of experience that has been necessary for me to learn about being a human. I now choose to be conscious of what it is I'm here to learn and what is happening in my energy field. So for this person who has experienced a robbery 28 years ago and gone through a process of forgiving the person 20 years ago, but now has been reminded of this and is feeling and, you know, noticing this, and days later after this chance meeting in the grocery store with a friend of a friend, now that person has the opportunity to say, well, what did I think it meant that this happened? And the image that I offer you is to change the label on the file in your consciousness. It could have a label that says, see, I knew I was not safe. Or, people like that are like this, or something like this. Or, if you go to Main Street, you will be robbed. This person is learning about safety and security, and through some experience in some life, got a knot in his or her energy field that attracts this experience and creates it, and co-creates it with somebody else. This is the other thing that is entirely important, that is absolutely critical to impart to you in our conversation today, and it is that all of your soul's lives are, from the soul's perspective, happening simultaneously. The soul exists outside time. So, many of you have heard of something called a process called the veil being parted, the veil between worlds, between dimensions, this kind of thing. I wish to explain to you that it is, in fact, dissolving. The veil between your soul's many lives in your present earthbound human consciousness is dissolving. This means that some of these things that are coming up for you as old emotions you think you processed, they run very deep because they are in common to many of your soul's lives. You are, in one way, reliving your past lives. Because of the vantage point of soul, I do not talk about them as past lives, but this is how many humans have come to understand this. I will always say your soul's other lives, because soul knows no time. It experiences all that you experience. It is fed by the data of your experience in your consciousness, and yet it knows no time. It observes your experience of time over all these many lives. But a useful image that I have used to educate this channel, Seth, is to say that there is a room with a long table, and at the table is the soul and the guidance team and other souls that are involved in integral ways with that soul's journey. And on the wall opposite this table, or opposite where the soul is sitting, is a series of television monitors. And up here is the year 200 BCE, Northern Africa. And this is a woman in a tribal situation who is struggling to feed her children because the man has died and the community is not supporting her. Over here on this one, it is a man in 1120s Northern Europe who is living this other sort of life. And over here, it is the year 700 AD, in a rural province in China, and there is a merchant. And this variety of vignettes and these vistas, the soul is watching simultaneously. Now, there is one agenda. Let us say it is safety and security. The merchant in China must get his crop to market. The woman feeding her children must get her children food. And these other people must do something, but it is all focused on safety and security, because that is the theme that the soul has chosen to live as a human. At least, so to speak, to major in, because there are a handful of themes that each human is experiencing there are some that have a great deal of weight and some that are sort of auxiliary or secondary. So the soul is sitting at this table observing, aha, yes, well, when this Chinese man, who is a manifestation of me, makes the choice to undercut a business partner in order to increase his profit so that he may become safe and secure, this is what he learns about that choice, the emotional ramifications and the practical consequences of that decision. Ah, when this mother, who is a manifestation of me in Africa, seeks to feed her children, and she cannot do so through honest means, perhaps she steals. Ah, that is the choice. In order to increase safety and security, there is a dishonesty. Aha, yes, that is what results from that choice. So the soul is observing everything that you are experiencing and all of your soul's other lives. The themes are manifest in different time places in different ways. In some lives, that soul has abundant resources and never worries about safety and security, the manifestation of that soul. In other lives, it is the woman struggling to feed her two children. There is enough, there is not enough. There is a theme about safety and security. With that theme, there also comes things like robberies. Things like robberies. But also things like protecting other people, learning about safety and security through protecting others. So it is, in fact, all over the map what you are learning through these lives as soul. But you tend to focus on the negative when these things come up because the karmic knots are not about joy and happiness and fulfillment. The karmic knots are about when something went terribly wrong and you were traumatized in some way. So when you do past life regression work, or you call up past lives and dreams or something like this, or when you speak to me and I speak to you about your past lives and readings or something, what comes up is the negative. I always remind you of the positive, and I want you to remember the wonderful positive as well. But that's what tends to come up, because you are processing what didn't go right. The emotions that are lodged in your field as these knots wrapped up by beliefs, emotions surrounded by beliefs, encapsulated in belief. Those things are always negative. And so as you evolve consciousness, this veil dissolves. And as the soul is sitting in this room watching these monitors and seeing thousands of lives play out simultaneously, ah yes, when she makes that choice, I learn this. Aha, that's what it's like to be a human and make these choices about safety and security. Ah, when he does that, that's what results. Now I know that aspect of being a human. As the soul sees that, now you have the opportunity to see this. You, particular human, sitting in this room with the channel Seth in Yakima, Washington. You have the opportunity, because you are alive during 2011 and this incredible, unprecedented shift in conscious awareness, to feel all of these knots that are in common to all of your soul's lives. And so I wish to say to you, whatever comes up is major. For many people, it is the thing that didn't get yet processed, and it is major. The single thing that has perhaps been put off or has been danced around for years, decades, perhaps an entire life, because one is not sure about how to do this. Using these tools I'm giving you and accepting responsibility as an energetic being, creating your reality, you will be able to move through it. These are the keys you have been lacking. Even though you are, in many ways, many of you are spiritually sophisticated. I acknowledge this. But the tapestry that you are surrounded by, the background of life on Earth, the consciousness of the Earth itself and all beings on it, have not yet been primed to actually process these things and let them go. So each one of you is dragging around, attached to you by a chain, by a very heavy chain, that is probably more appropriate for an anchor on a ship, a giant filing cabinet. And this cabinet is full of files, and they say things like, reasons I should be afraid, reasons things stink, reasons I shouldn't trust people. And within those drawers that are labeled as such, there are all these memories of things that have happened to you. And I say to you, you have created all of them by the energies you carry in your field. You are creating the world around you. You are manifesting the world around you because of the energies you carry. These labels on the files are the knots that create your life. And so as you say, I set out to be happy and healthy and fulfilled, there is a knot that comes to the surface that is represented by a file that says, I cannot be happy because blank happened to me years ago. Because my mother always stops me from being happy. Because my job doesn't give me enough time to be happy. Whatever it is, there are beliefs that come into play here. And you say, this is what I want, happiness. And the knot comes up and gets in the way. And you say, no, 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 I intended happiness. Yeah, you see this process. It is very frustrating for you to go through. It is true that you are incredibly powerful creators. What you believe creates your world. And yet whenever you assert what you will create, parts of you that do not get it or cannot deal with it or are carrying these knots in their hearts rise up to the surface. What happens in the normal way of doing it as a human is to say, oh, well, I guess I can't be happy, or maybe I shouldn't have wanted to be happy, or maybe I was thinking too big. Maybe I didn't plan it right. So I wish that you take in this perspective. There are parts of you that aren't sure how to do it, and they are carrying the knots on your behalf. I set out to be happy, and the part remembers, yes, but he would never let me be happy. And you can say, well, I mean, that happened for 3 years, 20 years ago. But it was such a significant experience, it emotionally shaped you. There are knots about it. And so what actually gets created is a reflection of the knots you are carrying instead of the intention you have. And so now the evolution of consciousness actually is wrapped up with, tied together with, interwoven with, a healing process of releasing the meaning that you have attached to your past experiences. When it comes to 2012, or the end of the Mayan calendar, it is not true that everything will suddenly be shiny and happy. You will not all be magically psychic and be able to commune with dogs and cats, etc. All of you will not become mediums or emissaries for alien visitors, ambassadors. There is nothing automatic. But all of these things are in fact possible when you release these histories you carry. Because you have not, as a collective, some individuals have adapted to this idea, but because most of you have not understood this idea of being an energetic being and all that means, you have not understood the impact of emotions from other lives and how they affect you now. This channel, Seth, does a lot of work with people using karmic means, karmic astrology. He calls it evolutionary astrology. Looking at the way that past lives have shaped your present life. And what it is to work on the soul's agenda by healing, by releasing what gets in the way. So there are definitely modalities in people having these conversations and teaching these truths. And yet, most people do not understand their deepest feelings. Their passions, their dilemmas, are in fact reflections of what is happening in other lives as well. So connecting to soul is evolving consciousness. What is my soul set out to experience? What is the theme? What is the divine intention my soul carries? My soul, which is a portion of all that is, a portion of the divine intelligence. What is this intention? What have I set out to do? That is the first step. The second step is, how can I accept responsibility for all I've experienced so that I may get on with that mission? Because these knots are getting in my way. Every single one of you is dealing with these knots. Every single one of you. the meaning attached to something that happened, because your mind has set out to protect yourself. So what does it look like to evolve consciousness at this time, using all of this information, putting these things into play? You recognize, essentially, your hot buttons about fear and disempowerment. Let us say it is still safety and security. And let us say that 28 years later, you hold your purse in a certain way when you walk on Main Street, even though it is noon and nobody threatening seems to be looming. You are living in the past. Recognize the validity of the feelings of this past and commit to being in the present. And then you can actually assert that you are safe. And that will create safety. I am safe and all is well in my world. And the part of you that has the knot will struggle and will not believe it. Perhaps writhe. Perhaps take over. And you get grounded, tool number one. And you say, I connect to the earth. I feel the energy of the earth in me, and I remember that the earth will never steer me wrong and will help me calm down to grounded, to a state of being grounded. And then you work to be in the present moment. You can even go through a process of counseling this part of you. Oh, I understand there is this part of me that feels unsafe because of this event that happened 28 years ago on Main Street when it was dark and etc. And the reason it happened is that I have a karmic issue with safety and security, and I have had a belief that I am not or perhaps might not be safe, and I have therefore drawn this person to teach me the lesson, not that I am in fact not safe, but that I carry the belief that I'm not safe. In this way, you take responsibility for it. You own the history. And the part might struggle a little, and you say, I'm going to get more grounded. The cords into the earth get wider and they go deeper, and more energy from the earth comes into my body when I breathe it in. I choose to detach from the identity of victim regarding the situation that happened so many years ago. Now then, in the present moment, you can relax. The part of you that is still living in the past will not want to. But you can choose to be in the present moment. You cannot do it if not grounded, and yet you can do it. I want you to be grounded 24/7. I want you to get up every day, wake up, get out of bed, stretch a little, have a little water, have a little coffee, whatever works for you, and proceed with your morning with a consciousness of cords leaving your body into the earth and breathing that energy up into your body, letting it determine how your day unfolds, so that you are calm and conscious and aware and with it. Nothing happens to you without your energetic consent. And being grounded puts you in the position to choose what manifestation of your lessons come to you. So you say, yes, this part of me struggles with not being present. This part of me has been shaped by a painful experience. I choose to be present. I choose to change the meaning about why it happened. I choose to work consciously with this knot. Change the meaning of it so the knot goes away. And then work consciously with the theme that my soul has set out to experience, in this case, safety and security. Then what you do is you observe what tends in your life to make you feel unsafe, and you look at it from a new vantage point, not as something that is about not being safe, but it is showing you where this belief is anchored in you and how prevalent it is, how widespread in your consciousness it is. And you say, yes, I have a hot button thing about safety, and I choose to be grounded and recognize the truth that I therefore draw to me things that seem to threaten my safety. Seth has said to you that he feels as though he is my teaching assistant, and this is an accurate depiction. And he consents to my use of him as an example at certain times, and this is one of them. I have just asked him, and he is fine with this. He lived the first 30 years of his life feeling unsafe. He therefore drew many experiences to him that proved him right. The example I'm going to share with you is very specific, and it is that after a series of car accidents of various kinds and almost being hit by cars many, many times as a pedestrian, Seth, in doing this work and receiving tutoring from me about what we are speaking about here, as he was studying with human astrologers, he also studied this with me. He understood that he was carrying a belief that he was not safe, and that was why these things were happening. And he chose to change his mind. And he did affirmations. And he accepted responsibility for all that had happened. All of the near-miss accidents, all of the trauma, all of the heart in his throat, the adrenaline rush, the being mistreated by people, being not safe in very specific circumstances. And he chose proactive means to be more consciously in his body, so he was operating his life in a more conscious way. Because when you are in your body, you are not dissociated. When you have experienced trauma because of you believe you are not safe, you can dissociate and not be in your body. And what he did was he bought a small motorcycle, and he learned how to use it and got his license. And he rode that because he had to be active and in his body and asserting, I am safe. And all of his friends and family were worried for him because he had been so accident prone and there had been so many vehicular issues. And he said, I believed I was not safe and I've changed my mind. And this has happened 4 years ago and he is perfectly safe. In fact, he has ridden his motorcycle from Tucson, Arizona to your town now. On the freeway, highway speed. And so what is it that you perceive is happening in your life? What has happened to you over time? What is the category of life that shines through most clearly as a category where you have felt victimized by others or life? This category is your homework. This category represents the file drawer within your consciousness that is shoved, overfull, stuffed, overfull of files with labels that are disempowering. Perhaps it is relationships, fairness, harmony, equality. Perhaps it is a relationship with resources and finances. Perhaps it is about security. Perhaps it is about the decisions that you make in your life. And perhaps it is about your public face or your face within groups. It could be anything. But this is your homework. I send you home with. We should call it home play. Let us call it home play and send you home to play. And as you work on relabeling these files, it becomes a playground and is not a battleground. Because you have said, this is not an opportunity for me to start judging myself for having created pain and suffering. This is simply an exercise in increasing and raising my level of awareness and raising my consciousness by learning to see this as a creation of my energy field, of my karma. And even before you fully feel clear on the details, and even before you feel that you have finished, you evolve consciousness by shifting perspective. Why did this happen to me? It happened to me because I'm not safe. No, it actually happened because you are carrying a belief that you are not safe. See the difference. And your mind will say, oh, it's semantics. Stop quibbling. Stop being difficult. But the truth is, it has happened because you carry the belief. At this time, I would like to open to questions about the material that we have shared with you thus far. If you do have a question, just say, yes, I do have a question, and we will proceed from there.
Yes, I do have a question.
Yes, thank you. Please go ahead.
Is this information available to us through our own channels?
Yes. This is just truth. Yes. When you say our own channels, please say more about that.
I feel like I have some kind of a connection to an ancient knowing which is informing me about how things used to be, what is going on right now.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if that's something that everybody could do.
Yes. Everybody could do this. And there, as you are connected to a certain portion of larger consciousness through that channel, you know, a certain teaching, a certain history, as you are connected to that, every single person has the opportunity to connect to things such as this, and also to ascended masters such as myself, and to other levels of consciousness, including the consciousness of beings that might be called aliens, but that hang around disembodied to help humans. So yes, all of this information is available. I'm simply showing you how I see things. But it is available to you. If you ask questions in the right way, and you are actually open to the answers, you can receive truth through many different channels. But yes. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Do we manifest disease in our body just because of our belief?
Aha, this is a wonderful question. And it is actually a wonderful question to focus on for a few minutes. The belief is wrapped around an emotion and forms a knot in your field, a bump, a knot. That persists, if it does, in your conscious awareness, to the point of physical manifestation. The physical body, just like the manifest world around you, cannot help but reflect your energetic self. And so, yes, diseases manifest because of beliefs, but I wish to point out the nature or the shape and reality characteristics of this belief, because it is tied to an experience. It is not just that you have a belief that is out of whack or not right, but you have been shaped by an experience, and your decision about what the experience means has formed a bump. The bump becomes disease. As you now, in mid-2011, experience the veil dissolving, the veil between worlds and dimensions, things that happened to you thousands of years ago can come to the surface now for release. And you can, in any life, if not conscious, manifest a physical condition of some kind that is a manifestation of a belief that is being seeded in any of your lives. Do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you have another question about this? The short answer was yes, but if there's something on your mind, let us discuss it.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, for instance, could you manifest a cataract because you're seeing that the veil is coming undone, and you're afraid to see what's real? You're afraid to see the belief.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. In the same exact way that you witnessed a massacre in another life, and you cannot bear to see it, you could, in 2011, hundreds of thousands of years later, manifest a cataract. Yes. It is that simple, how you trace these things. Because you look at the energy centers in the body, the you call them, these are called chakras, these energy centers. But there are two ways to understand this. One is through the chakra system and symbolism. The other is through where something actually lands in the body. Many of you have heard about people having birthmarks that are actually scars of entry wounds from past life deaths. Have you heard of this? Yes. This is what we're talking about. And so it is, that would not be related to a chakra. That would be related to the physical shape of the body, the contours, the structure, and the location on the body. But so we can go at it from two different ways. This is an incredibly important topic to spend time on. I am glad that you have brought this up. Because most humans do not understand the source of illness, and then if somebody turns around and says, well, I believe that your cataract might be a result of a belief that you carry, that person can be so hurt. I did not do this. Or you could even say it a different way, and even very gently and compassionately, I believe that there is something going on in your awareness, your energy field, that is creating this. That person might take offense at that as well. The channel Seth has experienced this with his mother, who has several physical issues. And he spent several years gently offering the truth as he saw it. One is, in fact, the loss of eyesight. I use that example because it was on his mind today. The loss of eyesight, and she witnessed a massacre in another life. And it was too painful. And then she was on a conference call that Seth offered with me. He just sent her the info and she called in. And she said, I wish to ask Jehudi about my health issue. So we scheduled a time and she received from me an hour long explanation of the source of her arthritis. And she was given tools to work through the emotions that have caused the knots in her field that have manifested as arthritis. So, yes, belief, emotion, energy, stuck in your field, it will manifest at some point. This is not said to scare you. This is said to light a fire under you to learn about these things and to have faith that you can, in fact, change how your lives work. When people are diagnosed with these serious illnesses of one kind or another, cataract, there's much fixing that happens surrounding cataracts. But other things, there is much fear surrounding disease and fear of what the body does. This is, in fact, related in deep, deep, significant ways to the divorce from the goddess that humanity has experienced that this channel and I will explore for you tomorrow in our event here. Fear of what the body does that's out of our control. Something happening to you, your body betraying you, this kind of thing. But there's such fear that happens because of what the body will do, because this allopathic perspective that you have developed says that you are machines. And your body breaks down and things go wrong. And so you have a fear. There is something growing in me that will kill me. So if all humans can learn more about this, everyone will be better off. Because, trace this chain back with me, because the knot in the field that manifested as the illness, that knot is the result of the meaning from an experience from the past. And that experience was drawn because the person needed to experience certain themes. So now you can see, if you dial it back and you say, what are these themes that I'm here to experience? What is my soul setting out to do? You can avoid much of this because you are conscious of what is happening. Now, given all this, you must be in your heart. You must be conscious of your emotions and be committed to working with your emotions in a conscious way, which you can do using tool number one, grounding, and tool number two, all energies that do not belong to me, I send back to source, so that you can become attuned to what is happening within you, so that you can resolve these knots. Yes. and all illness and disease can be traced back this way and can also be traced back to the soul's intention to have the experiences that caused the knots that brought the disease. Every single one. You get hung up on genetics. And yet, even with genetics, nothing is certain. Everybody knows about the person who never got the thing in the family. Yeah. Everybody else had the thing, this person did not. The person's belief system, which is to say karma, made the person susceptible or not susceptible. And if you get into a practice daily of grounding in a very serious way and letting the energy of the earth calm you down into grounded, you become conscious of all your knots, one by one. And if you, in a gentle, loving way, commit to learning about your history and the effect it has had upon you, you can work through them, and they do not need to manifest. The other thing to say about this is that the body speaks before anything serious manifests, in every single case. But, dear friends, you have been taught not to listen to your bodies. It is as simple as a weird little feeling around that one organ within your abdomen. That is a message. It is not a call to fear. It is a message, please do not eat French fries. It is a message, please eat some protein right now instead of whatever else you were going to eat. And so these minor signals are there. And it is when a human ignores them that the physical body cannot help but manifest them. Now, if you respond to the call, then you develop a more conscious, in the moment, grounded relationship with your body. Your body needs protein. Okay. You were going to have a banana, but instead you're going to have a little whatever protein. And just as a tip, observe what happens when you put a piece of food into your body. Well, it's in your mouth. Is my body saying it's the right time and the right product? Or might my body be saying it's not the right time or it's not the right food? This is a whole other thing that we perhaps could get into tomorrow night, about how the goddess lives within your body, and reconnecting with her is hearing the wisdom of your body. That is definitely related to 2012 and the evolution of consciousness. Are there other questions at this time that I may answer?
I'm not real clear on the soul and
yes,
how that operates. So is our soul fragmented and we're just a piece of our soul here and we have different pieces of our soul at different places? Is that related to parallel universes?
Mm. I will say something, but then I will also direct you to look at the book on soul on the table in the back, because the diagram that I have shown the channel Seth, he has transcribed in that book, and it helps. There is, in the diagram, soul has a line, a tendril, to each of the human lives lived across the Earth timeline. How soul works. The great all that is, the big thing that is everything, that is all consciousness, divinity, that splits into pieces that choose to temporarily forget their nature. And you are one of these pieces. So, as I explain this thing about the soul sitting in a boardroom watching this video, these videos, these lives play out on these screens, soul is connected to each one. Soul is affected by all of them. By all of the choices that all of these different humans make, soul is affected. So you are only fragmented when you experience trauma and a part of you leaves. But that is in fact not a fragment of soul. That is a fragment of consciousness, which is connected to soul. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And as far as parallel universes, it is enough to worry about this one. You are very welcome.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
As a result of the evolution of consciousness, are we likely to experience awareness of other individual consciousness so that we are aware of the emotions, feelings of other people?
Oh, yes. And this is why I wish that you clear out your field and be grounded, because as an energetic being whose veil surrounding your consciousness is dissolving, yes, you are becoming able, many of you, to experience more about another person's reality, their feelings, their conscious awareness, and even those of dead people and the beings such as myself, the ascended masters. That is all possible. So this brings up a very important point. Please do not feel that you need protection from all of these. Please do not feel that you need protection from somebody else's emotional issue that you can now sense. Perhaps feel in your body. Perhaps you can feel the tension in the chakra in your body that this person is carrying. That is going to be very common for people. For instance, you meet a friend you haven't seen in 2 years and you cannot figure out why your throat is closing up. And that person is carrying something in his or her energy field that you are, so to speak, vibing on. Seth would say vibing on. You are resonating with. And so you do not need protection. You need to be grounded and intentional about what you are available to experience. So this is tool number three. When number one is grounding. Number two is clearing out what does not belong to you. It must leave now. Number three is intending clearly what you will experience, what you are available to experience. This is an act of your divine creative power, and it determines what you do experience. So I say, please become conscious of the themes your soul is living, accept responsibility for all this past, and then move on with saying, this, given the themes I'm experiencing and I need to experience, this is how I will experience it. So as an example, Seth uses this example because he is a very Plutonian type of astrologer and he draws people's deepest, darkest issues. He draws Scorpios and people with Pluto pain, the worst kind of pain a person can experience. And they come to him and they trust him because he understands, he resonates with it. The deepest, darkest thing. And people say, other people say to him, how can you do the work that you do? These people bring this darkness to you. And how, you're empathic, how do you deal with this? And he says, I have a very clear intention about what I will experience. Part of it is, I'm available to help you if I can. The other part is, I never take your energy on. I feel you. I encounter what is happening in your energy field and the history and the emotions. And because it is not mine, I do not take it on. And then when our time together is done, I leave it at the door. Yes. Do you have a particular experience that you are referring to in recent time?
No.
Okay. Have you experienced it, though? Or is it just you are figuring that it is true? You know that it must be true.
My channel is indicating that this is something that is likely to happen.
Okay.
And I am reacting from my fears about what I feel.
Thank you. So please do what you can to come out of the fear of it. Recognizing, yes, you are an antenna for energy. You are a human. You feel emotion. And when I say to all of you, it is critical that you are in your hearts and feel all these things. Part of that is in making sure that you do not take on what other people offer. When people offer you love, you want it. You take it in. And when people offer you fear, sometimes you do the same. So the more grounded you are, the more connected to the earth, the more in your body, the more clear you are about what you experience, you have the awareness then that you get to say no thank you to what does not work for you. So Seth, for example, will say, I'm available to help you when I can, and I will experience your energies while we are together in this structured way, and then it will be done when our time is done. Now, perhaps tomorrow then you have a reading, but then perhaps the next day you call him and attempt to re-engage him in that way, outside this structure that he has set up as his boundary. And he will listen compassionately, but he will not take it on, and he will not continue to feel what you are feeling. Because he says, while you are with me in a structured way as a client, I am with you. And I will give you all the tools I can. I will channel this being for you, whatever it is that I can do to help you, if I can. And then we will be done. And in this way, he does not feel susceptible to people throwing energy at him. Do you see what this means?
Yes.
That is what the fear is. We are afraid other people will throw energy at us. It does not have to happen this way. If you say, I will experience, etc., I will experience, would you please, are you willing to be a guinea pig for a moment?
Yes.
Okay. As we were speaking about this, and you mentioned the fears that you have, if you would name one for me, and we will work with it specifically to teach you, but also to give an example to all of our friends here.
Well, my fears are more about revealing what I am ashamed of and guilty of about to others.
Ah, so it is that you are recognizing that others might be able to pick up what you do not want to reveal.
Yes.
Thank you. That is very good to know. That makes it clear. Thank you. And yet you have just shared with us this, so thank you. You can see you can see that. And what I wish to say to you perhaps will not answer your question, but is invaluable nonetheless. And it is that others, in fact, wish to support you in healing. And in time, your evolution as a divine being requires softening to allow them to love you. So that you have been hurt, and there is a label on that file. This is why I have been hurt, this is how I've been hurt, this is why it happened, this is it. So now, your evolution now is the opportunity to change all of those meanings. Do you see this?
Yes.
I'm not saying it is easy. It will happen within 10 minutes of you leaving us this evening. But this is the opportunity. So other people will actually probably more likely sense within you that you are wishing to hide something more than what you are hiding. But people are not interested in prying into your consciousness. People are interested in hearing about what you think, and people are interested in seeing you smile and laughing with you. That's what they want. They want to hear how you see them, you as an individual, this man. They want to enjoy a meal with you and talk about something that you share an interest in. They, in fact, do not wish to pry into you. So I invite you to please keep to yourself what you wish to, but work on surrendering the fear that it might be pried out of you anyway. People want to love you and work with you and play with you. That is what is happening here. But you are afraid of being hurt, and I understand this. So in your life right now, you can think of two or three people that you might begin to incrementally surrender to in this way. Incrementally, nothing overnight. And you can think of those people, and I just wish that you become aware of the opportunity to be loved by them. Not just witnessed, not just experienced as somebody who is saying something, but to connect with them. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You deserve to be seen for who you are. People want to see you, and they want to love you. And so your evolution requires, or will call for you to give them that opportunity. Okay, thank you for sharing all of that with us. Yes. While this gentleman's situation is unique, and his feelings and his experiences in history and karma and the associated beliefs and therefore knots in his field are unique, I wish to take what he and I have just spoken about and abstract it so it is useful to all of you in a general sort of way. This idea that others do want to love you, But what I want to say is that others do want to support your unfolding. Your nature as soul is entirely about love. There is no agreement between souls that is not about love. When a soul sets out to experience being a human, and all these agreements are set up, no soul is out to learn what it's out to learn. It is out committed to everyone else's education because of the love they have for each other. There is not one doubt in any soul remembering its true divinity. Every soul does. There is not one iota of doubt that all other souls will come to its aid and support. Think about this. There is no soul that is out for itself. Every soul is out for every other soul, trusting that what it needs to learn as a human will be offered and taught and experienced. So you are, in fact, surrounded by people who want to love you. And because of past situations, you may wish to have a very regulated control of the flow of that love. And over time, you are invited, well, you are not invited now, but over time, your evolution will call you to relax this and to receive the love that other souls are trying to offer you. This is related to becoming conscious of the lessons that your soul has set out to experience. I wish to learn about safety and security. That's the intention. Because when you're conscious of that, and you release the history, and you forgive others, and you accept responsibility, and you change all the labels on the file folders in your conscious awareness, then you can say, I understand I no longer need to manifest lessons that are painful like this. So I can open to this love, being conscious of the lessons I need to learn. Does this make sense to all of you?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there questions about this? Because this is critical. Allowing others in, changing history, you are in fact changing history because you are changing the file label. You are rewriting history, right? You're doing a revisionist history sort of thing in your consciousness. Then are there perhaps other questions about any of this material?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Is it time, or are we just remembering now as our, I don't know if they're gifts, that our intuition?
Ah, yes.
And things are coming forth, and I feel like there's many of us being drawn possibly to our purpose.
Yes.
Is that what's happening? Is that what... happening in this time right now?
Yes. There are several things happening simultaneously. I've spoken in great detail about the one thing, and you are naming the second. Because in order to become conscious, you must deal with the history. Becoming conscious leads you to be fully present. When you are present, you are in touch with your divine nature as a creative being, and the passion that your soul has and is trying to break through your history and your emotional debris, that passion becomes apparent. The mission can become apparent. The desire to serve. All humans, by the way, desire to serve, but you're covered over with history. Emotions and history that lead you to want to try not to serve so you're not vulnerable to whatever it is. But every single human wants to serve. Every single human is intuitive. Every single human has a guidance team and can, in some way, there are particular technologies of consciousness within each of you that perhaps would differ from the channel whose voice I am using today. But every human can channel. Every human can feel what an animal is feeling, which is the same as communicating with them. Understand their motivations. Communicate back. Every human has these faculties, but now the dissolving of the veil, the invitation to release the history, leads you to be present enough, if you undertake it, to be able to do those things. But yes, people feeling, I must do the thing that I need to do. So yes. Oh, you're welcome. This is an exciting time. I think that you need to, I wish to be very clear, you need to hear that this is the most exciting time in the history of humanity. This is no joke. If you are alive today, you have signed up to experience these shifts, to experience yourself coming out of, so to speak, the dark ages of ignorance. Things happen to me. The earth is not safe. I fear for resources. Things happen to me. You have signed up to have the opportunity to evolve your consciousness as a divine being. Have you heard that there is a line out the door and around the block to be incarnated on earth? It is true. Many beings want to be here for this. Look at the people you know who have over the last 4 or 5 years passed away in a feeling of powerlessness, overtaken by an illness or a circumstance and grief, and died powerless. Some of those souls are not ready to experience this and therefore have chosen not to be here. This is not to judge them. This is actually an invitation to have compassion for the soul's journeys, because they will be born in other human bodies as other humans soon enough, and they will then have the opportunity to grow up and be conditioned by these changes that you are experiencing and the changed world that you are fashioning by deciding that that robbery did not happen because brown people or orange people or short people on Main Street are dangerous. You are changing the world for everybody when you relabel these files. Some of you, the channel Seth experienced 3 deaths in his family in a very short period of time. And it looks either like a trend that will continue sometimes to some human eyes, or it seems just a little too much to be coincidence. And yet, this is how it happens. If you are not ready to be here, you will leave. But this opportunity is unprecedented. There is nothing like it that has ever happened before. Yes, people have healed things. Yes, people have accepted responsibility for things. People have had past life recall. People have, individuals have at times woken up to be able to talk to dogs, or cats, or horses, or turtles. And yet, all of this happening all at once in such a short span of time space, of earth time, is unique. So this is a tremendous opportunity for you. Other questions? I feel like there are 2 more questions.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Have you ever experienced or heard someone experience having a dream of a spiritual animal going inside them?
Tell me more.
This was a white eagle. And the first night it approached, went real up close, the head of the eagle went right up to my left eye, and I remember I was real fearful.
Yes.
And it went away, and then the next night I had the dream again, and the eagle came again, and I was told not to be afraid, and it literally went in through my eye, and then I felt really empowered, like you were saying, where you're getting rid of knots if you're feeling fear.
Yeah.
A lot of fear went away. And I just wondered if anybody's ever experienced something like that.
Yes, has anybody experienced something like this before, being met by an animal in this way? And that might be unique for you. You have? Could you tell us a moment about this?
I've had several encounters, but one was where I was looking up at a dream, I was looking up at the sky.
Could you tell it to her, please?
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And a hawk came in and came into the back of my thing. I did the back of my head, just near my body right there. And it was a hawk. And from then on, I was about 29, from then on I was able to have a clear vision.
Yeah, I know that happened quite a few months ago. But now I keep hearing the title, White Eagle's Love, and I don't know if it's you know, like the name of a business, if it's, but I keep hearing, and sometimes, you know, you name homes, and so.
Okay.
Something about the eagle.
So this feels to me an invitation for you to continue the process of releasing fears. Mm-hmm. Because what is the opposite of fear?
Love.
Yes. And this empowerment through this friend of yours, this, we could talk about it as a guide or a totem animal or something, a spirit guide, but the empowerment that comes from that is about love. Yeah. And it is white because you have a certain conception of white. Vibrating high, clear love, this kind of thing, right? This is it. So this is you're seeing this because you are invited never to forget this part of you and actually to feed the conscious connection with the part of you that is that empowered.
Well, my real name is Virginia, and when I looked up the meaning, it was pure heart.
This is your true nature. And so all the things that come up that seem to get in the way, you have the right to say no thank you to, or to release it if it's a knot within you. If it belongs to other people, oh, no thank you. No thank you to that fear, perfect. So you are in process with it. Just continue to do it and have faith that this friend who joined you and merged with you is very important to keep in mind. Good, 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 good. And one more question, please.
Is that a question?
Yes.
Are there souls with a stronger innate ability of manifestation? Is there a point where you can actually control the manifestations in your world?
Thank you. To the first question, no. Each of you is just as powerful as everybody else. Look at the exemplars of manifestation and creation in your world and understand they are clear, that you are still struggling with your karmic baggage and your perception of powerlessness. Things happen to me. Okay. What was the second question? Please repeat it. I'd like the phrasing.
Is there a point where you can actively control the manifestation?
You can do that right now. Engage in some sort of meditative practice that allows you to see these parts of you. Every single fear that you carry, every single doubt that you carry, think of it as a part of you. Understand that you are not afraid. You do not doubt. You're a powerful divine creator, but your experience has led you to take on these things as your own. Detaching from every fear like that will get you to the place where you can actually deal with them. Because the part of you that chose to send cords into the earth and do this experience with us today can create anything.
I guess if how you talked on how she manifested, how she manifests cataracts because she didn't want to see something in the past life.
Okay.
If you were able to recognize that, you as a person, could you in turn manifest sight because you wanted to see the world around you?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It seems fantastic and magical, but yes. And in that kind of case, a person could say, I choose to see even though it is difficult. I want to see everything even if it is difficult. I will deal with the difficulty. I will deal with the pain and the trauma. Yes. But there is this release of the past that must happen as well. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So let's end this with a meditation together. So if you could please get comfortable and close your eyes once more. Send cords down into the earth and breathe the energy of the earth up into your body. And on the exhale, send it back down. Again, tuning into what this energy is like. Noticing its quality and how it invites you to be still, to slow and become more still. let it reach to the end of each limb, up to your shoulders, neck, to the top of your head. Another magic trick. Now, leaving that where it is, leaving these cords in place, open your crown chakra, which is located on the top of your head, also called the seventh chakra. And open a conduit up to the center of the cosmos. And breathe that energy into your body from this source. Again, letting it reach all of your limbs, filling your body and breathing it out on the way back up. Or breathing it back up on the way out. And notice how different this feels. Does that feel different to you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And now breathe in from each source through your root and the feet and the crown simultaneously. So you have these two energies coming into your body. In from each source simultaneously and then back out. And feel yourself a column connecting heaven and earth. Feel yourself aligned between these two sources of energy. And now, the next step is to inhale from each source simultaneously, but as you exhale, exhale a cord of white light from your fourth chakra, the heart, the center of your chest, and it will naturally wrap around you once it leaves. So you're breathing in from above and below, and you're breathing out through your heart. If you perceive yourself as somebody who is not that heart open, this will take a moment of concentration to allow yourself to open it. Allow this energy to leave through your heart and wrap around you this white cord of light. Relax into this, opening your heart. We will do this for a few more seconds. What you are doing now is generating love because you choose to. This is tool number four. You are not seeing your loved ones or your favorite friend, or you're not having a memory from the past you enjoy. You are opening your heart because you choose to. This is a human superpower that most of you are not quite aware of in this particular way. Breathing in from each source above and below, and breathing this white cord of light out through your heart and wrapping it around you. This should feel wonderful. And you can do this any moment of your day. Tool number four. By doing this, by feeding this, you are raising your vibration. If you do this on a daily basis, you establish a new baseline for what your energy field is up to. Does it feel good to be in your heart in this way?
Yes.
Take this with you. Do this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you are feeding this heart, you are opening your heart, you are running all of this energy through your body, coming out your heart in these white cord wrapping around you. It is feeding you, it is feeding what you would call your aura. And now you will say silently in your mind three times after me, all energies that cannot match this frequency of love must leave now. All energies that cannot match this frequency of love must leave now. And a third and last time, all energies that cannot match this frequency of love must leave now. Now, draw in your aura. Draw in the energy around your body to the center and squeeze it out, wring it out, and send it down through the cords in the earth, to the earth. Then let go. Relax. And in a moment, your aura, this energy bubble that surrounds you, will come back to take its natural shape, but be cleaner. Because you, as a powerful divine creator, have just chosen to raise your baseline vibration. You have just chosen to generate love and then to say, this is the baseline. Whatever cannot match it must go away. Tool number 4, incredibly powerful divine creative tool. Some days when you do this, you will not want to stop. And it is fine. Go on for 30, 40, 50 minutes. Feed yourself in this way. You are, in fact, the source of love. You are, in fact, divine love incarnate. Thank you for joining us for this discussion and exploration this evening. Let us all also thank Candace for stepping into her intention to function in the world in this way by hosting such events and opening her space and heart for this. But let us acknowledge that she is stepping into a powerful divine intention that she has set years ago. And let us all be grateful to share this first event with her.
Thank you, Candace.
So I will take a moment to recede, and the channel Seth will come back to you, and we'll speak to you to wrap things up. Okay, so just in case, seems like everybody is, most people's eyes are open, but just in case, do the whole finger wiggling, toe waggling, knee flexing, just do that a little bit before we send you back to your world. Yeah, okay, good. Good, good, good. And you can take your time, we're not rushing you out, I just want you to become back in your body in a conscious way. So how was that?
Wonderful.
Is that wonderful? Excellent. Okay, great. 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 So if you want to talk to him directly, talk to me tonight to schedule a reading for tomorrow. Three of the books back there are channeled from him, and two of them I wrote but are his perspective. You know, I also have half sheets on the left of this table, which are MP3s of me channeling him. It's a little order sheet, because I've done hours and hours of me and a microphone in my house before I decided to do a tour. So you can check those out. And intuition, understanding and using intuition, spirit guides, the truth about manifestation and creation, past lives, present lives, like how this life is a repeat of past, like what you were asking about, that's in there. That those are some of those files. So, and I'll just say thank you, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see you. And if you want to chit chat,
yes.
Chit chat. Introduce yourself. Say hi.
Hi.